6:43, a new study from the American Institute of Economic Research looking at the best cities for millennials. And of course, this is important because we want them here in Michigan. And two Michigan cities rank in their study, one very well and the other very poorly. Ross Greenstein is with the Institute, and she now joins us. Ross, great to have you here.
Hello.
Yeah, how are you this evening?
I'm fine, thank you.
Yeah, the study you're looking at, what is it exactly? You're asking millennials which cities they want to live in, or what is it?
So this is not a survey. This is using census data.
Okay.
So what we tried to do was understand why highly educated. So these were young people between the ages of 22 and 35 with a college degree. Why did they move to the places they moved?
And where do they tend to move?
So where they tend to move are to many large cities. So what's really interesting is what are some of the surprises and what's our understanding of why they moved where they went? So we understand that they moved for both economic and quality of life reasons.
And you've got large cities and what, smaller cities? I know Ann Arbor ranks number one in the country. Is it for the smaller cities?
So we group them into four categories. Mm-hmm. So the really big ones, and then middle size, and then two groups of small sizes. So it depends on the number. It doesn't make mm-hmm. sense to compare, you know, Washington, D.C. to you know, what, Springfield, Illinois. Or,
right. And so Ann Arbor being number one in the country, is that for the smaller cities then?
It was for the small metros between a quarter of a million and a half a million residents.
And it's number one in the country, even though you're going up against cities with, let's say, even better weather. How's Ann Arbor, how did it do so well?
So it does well because, it's a combination of economic factors and quality of life factors. So the places that did really well on the economic factors have a lot of things in common. And it also explains why Lansing did relatively well.
How did Lansing do?
So Lansing did above average for those middle-sized cities. Mm-hmm. So it ranked 17 in this group of 55.
17th in the country, you're saying?
17 in the country of cities in the quarter million to half a million grouping. And the reason why they do well, mm-hmm. so Ann Arbor, you know, has the university, Lansing has state government. Mm-hmm. So the interesting thing about, so cities with universities did super well in our study, and I think it's for at least two reasons. One is education and healthcare and public service are industries that tend to do a little bit better in recessions than private sector employment.
Gotcha.
So that's one reason.
So the jobs are here, you're saying, or have remained here.
So the jobs are there, and they did better. And the other reason why university towns like Ann Arbor did so well. I mean, we had Ithaca do really well, and a bunch of other, Santa Cruz, California, which was number six in that group that Ann Arbor did well in.
Mm-hmm.
Places like this did well because the universities that have connected with industry outside their campus walls in industries that are doing well, so high-tech industries, biotech, pharmaceuticals, right, those sorts of industries, biomedicine, when they're connected to the university, it supports the regional economy.
Gotcha. Well, essentially, it's like a pipeline for jobs, which is always a great thing. Now, when it comes to large cities, our biggest city here in Michigan was ranked in your study, but Detroit did very, very poorly. How did Detroit do, and what's going on there?
So Detroit did something like, I'm not going to remember the number, I think it was 48th in the group that they were in, which is probably our mid-size metro areas.
Mm-hmm.
So let me just sum up what some of the economic factors are and the quality of life factors. So the economic factors had to do with the labor market conditions. So the things that we were talking about for Ann Arbor and Lansing,
mm-hmm.
these industries that kind of give you a little bit of a vaccination against unemployment during a recession. So Detroit's lacking some of that. And Ann Arbor did well in terms of earnings.
Right.
Tell
me this. What about entertainment and lifestyle? Do those things factor in for millennials?
So the quality of life factors mattered a lot, and we used four measures to capture some of that. So we do that, you know, in our sort of approximation. We found that the factor that mattered the most to this demographics to these young millennials is they seem to be going to places with a big population of young, well-educated people.
Yeah. Is there something they're looking for there in particular, or just the presence of others?
It looks like, since this wasn't a survey, we couldn't ask about motivations.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to sound like a number cruncher here and say, the numbers tell us that they go where there's lots of people like themselves.
Hmm.
But if you think about the migration story, immigrants always go to places where there's a community of their landsmen, right? And
right.
So in a way, the behavior of these immigrants, even though they're internal, these young people looking for opportunity, they're going to places
where it's
there's
happening.
Other young people.
What are the big cities? What are the top three big cities for millennials?
In our study, it came out to be D.C., San Francisco, and Boston.
Well, and where does Chicago rank in there?
It's ranked number 14 out of...
14? Wow. That's a big city, of course, right?
Yeah, it's in the top... It's in our group of major metros, more than 1 million residents. But Chicago has a little bit higher unemployment rate, and so that brings it down.
Yeah. Does weather appear to play any role for millennials, or that's not really a fact?
We actually tested that, but we didn't show up. We threw it out of our model because it didn't explain any behavior.
It's Roz Greenstein with the American Institute of Economic Research with their new study on millennials and the cities they favor to go to. Ann Arbor ranking first in one of the lists, and you said Lansing was 14th, or is that right?
I think it was 17th.
17th. Was East Lansing there too, or no?
Well, it was what's known as the Metropolitan Statistical Area, so it's Lansing, East Lansing.
Lansing, East Lansing, 17th.
So the full study is on our website at AIER.org.
AIER.org. Roz, thank you so much.
All right, thank you.